with another episode of On the Mark. Many of us have played with educational toys as children, and many of them were made by Play School. Play School is an American company that produces educational toys and games for children. Established in 1901 as a division of the John Schroeder Lumber Company in Milwaukee. An employee of the company, Lucille King, developed wooden teaching aids for children, and this became the Play School Institute. In 1935, the Play School Institute was purchased by Towncraft Incorporated, with offices in Chicago, Illinois. In 1938, Towncraft was purchased by the Joseph Lumber Company. Manuel Fink was placed in charge of operations, and in 1940, he and Robert Mytheller bought Play School and founded Play School Manufacturing Company. In 1943, Play School was purchased by the J.L. Wright Company, the makers of Lincoln Log. And in 1958, Play School merged with Holgate Toys Incorporated, a wood product manufacturing company in Kane, Pennsylvania. Play School continued to produce wooden toys and games for children, improving the manufacturing processes along the way. Play School became a subsidiary of Milton Bradley, makers of the game of Monopoly. In 1984, seeing how well the Play School and other products made by Milton Bradley were captivating the market, Hasbro made an offer to purchase Milton Bradley for an undisclosed financial figure. Play School became a subsidiary of Hasbro and started manufacturing in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. So Lucille King's inspiration to educate children still prevails in the minds of the leaders and staff at Play School. Many of Hasbro infant products were rebranded to be relabeled as Play School. There is a large number of products now being manufactured by Play School with several very familiar names, to include Mr. Potato Head, Teddy Ruxpin, Play-Doh, Sesame Street Toys, Star Wars, Jetty Force, Talk and Play, and Transformers, and many others. Play School today is still making great strides in manufacturing toys and games with the same mission of providing items for learning and children's growth. All the products made by Play School to this day are still geared to assist children with learning and just having fun. My interest in providing you with a history of toys and games came about as I have two grandchildren on the autism spectrum. Watching them learn and grow, being entertained at the same time while playing with toys and games, had piqued my interest in providing you with a podcast about the origin of toys and games that you may have played with as a child and may have purchased for your children as they grow. So please continue to listen to my podcast, On the Mark, and learn more about the games and toys you played with as a child. As I research toys and games for you, I learn a lot about some of the most expansive games on the market today. So one of them, it's still very popular after all these years, is Masters of the Universe. Masters of the Universe, sometimes referred to as the He-Man and She-Ra series, is a sword and planet series created by Mattel. The series revolves around the battle between He-Man and his alter ego, Prince Adam, versus Skeletor, who is He-Man's nemesis. Skeletor is the evil, skull-faced, blue-skinned sorcerer. He-Man battles Skeletor as Skeletor attempts to conquer the planet Eternia and discovering the secrets of Castle Grayskull, an ancient fortress of mystery and a skull-shaped facade. He-Man is the strongest man in the world, and his adventures fighting Skeletor date back to the first appearance of He-Man and Skeletor in the early 1980s. Of course, every adventure has a heroine, and in this case, Meet She-Ra. Mattel soon made figures in the likeness of He-Man, Skeletor, and the rest of the cast of the Masters of the Universe. DC Comics saw that Mattel's attention to Masters was so popular, they partnered with Mattel and produced a comic book series based on the characters of Masters of the Universe. That occurred in 1982. The popularity of Masters of the Universe series led to animated films, and a television series produced by Filmation was an instant hit. The show ran from 1983 to 1985. Mattel expanded the toy line, introducing new characters, weapons, vehicles, and playsets. Like the Barbie series, Masters of the Universe has a long-term favor with the public. In 1987, Masters of the Universe motion picture hit the movie theaters across the country. The movie starred Dolph Lundgren as He-Man and Frank Langella as Skeletor. The movie has gained cult following over the years. She-Ra, the Princess of Power, gained stardom as He-Man's sister, Princess Adora. Filmation produced the film in 1986 to portray She-Ra's adventures. It became an integral part of the franchise. He-Man's success had proven to extend his popularity into the 1990s and beyond. A new animated series was produced in 1990, The New Adventures of He-Man, and He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. The movie was released in 2004. I have visited several toy stores in South Carolina. He-Man and his adventures are still very popular today. The figurines are very collectible and are valuable to the right person. My son had the complete set in the mid-1980s to include Castle Grayskull. Before moving to South Carolina, we shipped the entire collection to my son, who was living in South Carolina. We were living in New York State at the time. My son finally sold the collection to a Masters of the Universe collector. You can find Masters of the Universe figurines in Greer, South Carolina, at Toy Federation on Middleton Way in Greer, or Not Just Gaming at 211 Trade Street in Greer, South Carolina. Hey, this is Mark Levine saying thank you for listening to On the Mark. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, or would like to have me research a toy or game for you, please contact me at onthemark93@gmail.com. Again, onthemark93@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to On the Mark. And if you'd like to give me a good review, I really would appreciate it. In the meantime, take care of yourself and each other.